Please listen carefully.
Hi, Devin, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
I'm so excited to chat with you. So much has happened since we recorded last year. So why don't we jump right in? Tell us a little bit about Mooncycle Bakery and, you know, how it has shifted since you've become a mom since then.
I would have to say that Mooncycle actually shifted when I found out I was pregnant. It wasn't necessarily a surprise. My husband and I were trying, but I think mothers can understand, even when you're trying, it's a surprise in the sense of, in that one moment where you see it says pregnant, your entire life changes. It's like this very surreal moment of realization. And I'd have to say the minute I started creating Kit, that's my son's name, my creation kind of shifted towards going inward. I really felt this pull to pull back from my business and focus on what the business was going to look like along this process and once he was here. Obviously, to some degree, I could not fully understand what exactly it would look like or even feel like, but I just knew that there was a lot of sustainability and a lot of foundational work that I wanted to plan. And so I feel like it shifted in bigger ways. And when it comes to our message, we've broadened our message to be really, we really want to support women in all seasons of womanhood. So not even just menstrual and not even just physical, but emotional, spiritual. We refined our branding, which was super exciting. We offered a new product, something that is a lot more accessible, and something that I definitely feel like I need more of these days. Simple go-to things. And we also, in the time that I found out I was pregnant, it was literally, I signed with a literary agent to write this cookbook with my dear friend, nutritionist Jenna for Mooncycle. And the next day I found out I was pregnant. So I've also been birthing this book alongside of our baby. I'd have to say those are probably the biggest shifts. I think for a while I struggled because on the outside, it looked like our business slowed down. And that's something I can talk a little bit about later, just kind of that ego process that I had to go through. But we've done a lot of shifting, like I said, on this really foundational level, and it feels really good.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. I didn't even think about how you were also birthing this book of yours while you were birthing your baby. Because, every author, writer that you talk to, that's exactly what they say. It's like, I just gave birth to a baby. Like, I just, like, put all my heart and soul in this for months and months and months. So that's incredible. Why don't we start off a little bit there, though? Like, what is the book about? What has that process been like for you? Especially since, like you said, you've had to just kind of like shift your focus and not necessarily slow down, but just shifting.
Yeah. So the book, I'm so excited for it. The book it's a cookbook, but it's a little more than that. So we look at each phase of the menstrual cycle. And we break it down by phase, and we have recipes from breakfast all the way through dessert. So lunch, dinners, snacks, drinks, all of it. And we explain at the beginning of each chapter a little bit about the science. I mean, it's in a very easy to understand, easy to digest fashion. And then we go into the recipes, and then mixed in with some of the recipes are rituals too. So I've written rituals to help you in these specific seasons. And that really is what, if you look at the cycle, it really is a season within each phase. And so we really do break it down into fall, winter, spring, and summer. You'll see that in the recipes, you'll see that in the rituals, and you'll see that in the photography. It is a cookbook, but I also like to kind of call it like, I mean, our working title was something along the lines of like a wellness guide. I think that'll shift, but it is really, really rich. I mean, it is full of nourishing goodness, and yeah, I'm just really excited for you to get your hands on it, and also for us to see how it evolves, because we just ended our manuscript 2 weeks ago. So we are very much in the beginning of the editing process, and especially with the pandemic, things, you know, we were supposed to have our photo shoot in March. Obviously, we called that off. So it'll just be exciting to see what it ends up looking like. I mean, again, like it is like a baby. You go into this not really sure who this person is, or, you know, in this sense, like what this book, the final version of this book is going to be like. But I know regardless, it's going to be something that really gives people a very grounding sense of a home within oneself.
I love that. And I feel like you're so super proud of it. You can tell how much heart you've put into it thus far.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been so lucky to have Jenna alongside. She actually started with Moon Cycle as an intern when we first opened, and then came on to work for us as a nutritionist. And then when this offer came up, I knew I needed to ask her to help me write the recipes and the science behind it all. And it's just been so much fun to collaborate on it. And her recipes are incredible. I'm blown away. I mean, she's created 80 plus recipes. And tested each one. You know, it's so much work, and she showed up for every step of it.
How exciting. So with that being said, like, what is your day-to-day life since you have, you know, the book editing going on and running Moon Cycle Bakery and, of course, having your little guy at home? Like, what does your day look like, and how do you kind of balance all of that out, being an entrepreneur and a mom? Because, you know, both are important, being the mom obviously being the more important, but you know, that's a lot to have on your plate.
It is. And I think that's something I have been working through, processing, unpacking, unraveling, committing, not committing, recommitting. I mean, it's just been this really, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to even find the words because I'm still so in it, but it really is this dance that I do moment to moment. I think that since having Kit, I've really learned, and I'm still learning how imperative it is to take everything moment to moment. Because in the beginning, when I had expectations around what I should be doing, how I should be showing up as an entrepreneur, when I tried and honestly wanted to show up the way that I was before, it was creating this atmosphere that and this mindset that very quickly discouraged me, frustrated me. And I realized, you know, nothing is the same. There is no going back. And that's, you know, that's good. There's no going back because, and I say this and I've heard this and I love it because it's so true, but, you know, I was birthed along with my baby. So there is no going back to the way I used to do things as an entrepreneur, the way I used to do things in my relationship with my husband, in relationships with other people. I mean, in every aspect, this is a new world that I live in. So that has helped a lot, in just waking up and kind of you know, before I would have like a to-do list. I can still write out my to-do list, but I am a lot more realistic that like even just getting two things done off that list, I feel really proud of myself. And I feel like I'm still moving in the direction I want to be moving. So my day to day, honestly, it really varies, especially now with the quarantine in place. We're home. We're so close to home. So even if we go for walks, that's something I try to implement, especially as the weather gets nicer, because it helps me get out. And when I do have to get back to writing or editing, it kind of resets my brain to be able to go from mom mode into entrepreneur mode. I've even learned that, you know, after putting him down for a nap, he's actually on a nap strike right now. So that's just, again, you know how it is, like another element. You figure something out and something else comes up and teaches you yet another lesson. But I will, if I put him down for a nap, or, you know, if he's like playing in, on his, like, you know, on his back or doing tummy time, I will go and put the kettle on. And even just that moment of pause is enough for me to kind of go again from being in that mom headspace back into entrepreneur headspace. So, it looks different every day. And as long as I can grab the moments, my husband and I joke, it's like, there are moments now, you know, oh, you know, like you're like, I'm going to sit and rest my eyes for a moment. The plans kind of go out the window a little bit. And, I'm just learning to embrace that as much as I can.
I can so relate to that on so many levels. I did yoga for 5 minutes last night, literally five minutes. And I was like so happy before bed. Meanwhile, you know, 2 years ago, I would have been doing, and you know, 35 minutes of yoga. And I still would have been like, oh, I didn't even get a full like hour in, or, you know, but you're right. Yeah. Now it's like moments. You're like, you know what? I got to sip my coffee today for 3 minutes and the baby didn't cry and I'm happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's hard. I mean, I really do. It's not easy to be an entrepreneur. It's not easy to be an entrepreneur, period. It's not easy to be a mom, period. So then you add the two together and it's really not easy, but I think that both are so rewarding. And to your point, it's about finding those moments and those things like your coffee or yoga that nourish you. I mean, it really is about filling yourself up, because it's the only way that you can keep going. More than ever is that important, I'm finding.
I love that. So with that being said, since we're kind of touching on this postpartum cycle, do you at Moon Bakery have any products that kind of focus on the postpartum mama, or that you would recommend?
So we actually created one last year for mamas. It was we still have it, but we launched our almond cinnamon cookie then. It has oats in it. So it's uses oat flour, so it's not like your typical oatmeal cookie, but it definitely has that like nuttier taste to it, which I love. It has almond butter, lots of cinnamon chips. It's actually one of our fan favorites, I would say, next to our chocolate cups. And we made that to support mamas with milk production. So you know, it's science is kind of out on oats helping mothers produce milk, but anecdotal evidence would show that it does help women. And personally, I find it helps me. I mean, I have oatmeal every morning. But yeah, so that's usually what I recommend. We are slowly moving into postpartum life. I mean, you know, I kind of dove into the nutrition and the research again when I found out I was pregnant, and then when I was postpartum. However, like everything, it's the things now that I want to move towards, I am taking a lot slower, because I'm learning, I don't know, just how important it is began to really set that foundation. So we're gathering as much science as we can. It's hard to gather science during pregnancy and postpartum because, you know, a lot of women like don't want to be a part of the study when they're pregnant or postpartum, understandably. So yeah, we're just gathering our science, and we have some ideas for pregnancy, postpartum, and menopause. We actually have a recipe that we're working on for menopause too. So, like I said in the beginning, we are trying to move into this seasons of womanhood, not just the cycle, because there is a lot, you know, our body.
Absolutely. Now, are you guys still, because of the pandemic, are you guys still able to do your regular baking, or are you guys strictly moving on to your new project right now, which I'm going to ask about you next?
Yes, yeah. So we are actually on kind of a standstill with the pandemic, mainly because our commercial kitchen closed. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
We are not doing the treats yet. We are still on target to start doing the treats the first week of June.
Oh, exciting. Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So we should, you know, if all goes well, we should be able to continue baking and then also shipping treats and the orders that we've received since the pandemic has hit that week. So that's exciting.
Amazing.
And it felt, I mean, that felt like the right move. I mean, even before the kitchen, we knew it was going to close. We already had sent out an email saying, you know, we're going to pause the treats right now because I'm in New Jersey and we were in a hot spot. So
yeah.
It just felt like the right move to do. Our newest product, I have actually been dreaming up with my team for, I'd say, a year at least, maybe a year and a half, and really, really excited to see it launch. It just brings me so much joy. It's been so fun to bring together, and we did it so quickly with the help of a lot of amazing people. I mean, my team, my dear friend, and she's actually who redid our branding, and her name's Morgan at Studio Anthea. She brought together the labels and all the branding, like, within a week.
Oh, my goodness.
So quick, yeah, to help with getting the product out quick. Because when the pandemic hit, we sat on it, and I really felt this intuitive pull to launch it. And I kind of was just sitting with it, and it was actually Charlotte, who, you know, we both love and know, who said to me, Charlotte is... For listeners, she's my wonderful PR gal. She actually said to me on the phone call, she was like, you know, what about those mixes? And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny because it's exactly what I've been thinking. So we launched our dry mix, our first dry mix of our chocolate cups, which is, as I mentioned earlier, definitely our fan favorite next to the cinnamon cookies. And the cool thing about it is not only that it allows people the accessibility to make it at home, but it also allows them to make it vegan or not. So we make our chocolate cups with honey, making it not vegan, but you can absolutely make it with maple syrup. So now people, we've had a lot of customers write in wishing that they were vegan, and now, you know, they have the opportunity to make them on their own vegan if they want. And it also allows a lot of creative freedom. So, you know, we like to take ours and the way that it's packaged is we're calling it dark chocolate truffle. So it's the same recipe as our chocolate cups, but you don't need a mold to make it. You just need the dough, you just roll it, and then you freeze it, and you've got your truffle. And the cool thing about that is you can roll it in nuts, you can add almond butter. We actually had a customer who just sent me a picture, and she had, instead of like rolling it into balls, she had little cookie cutters, and so she had like a heart-shaped little cookie cutter, and she made them in heart shape. So cute.
Yeah.
So it's super fun, and it's also something that a lot of people can choose their families. And right now, I just think that a lot of people are making things because our souls need a lot of support right now. I mean, this is not easy in a lot of ways, and I really do think that making something with your hands is incredibly therapeutic. So I felt really lucky to be able to still serve my customers somehow and offer something new that they can do on their own.
Absolutely. I actually just got mine in the mail a couple of days ago, and I'm so excited to make it with Lizzie because it's just something to do while we're stuck inside, and I know that it's, you know, good, nourishing, whole foods, and I'm excited. I'm really excited to try it out.
Me too. I can't wait to hear what you think.
So can you tell everybody where they can buy your dry mixes, where they can find you on Instagram, and when your book will be coming out?
Yeah. So our dry mixes, you can go to moonsicklebakery.com. It is under our, you can hit shop, and it'll take you to the page of all the treats, but you'll see our dry mix down there. We're also going to release another flavor, I'm hoping, by the end of the summer. It'll be another one of our treats that people really love, so stay tuned for that. I'm really excited for that one as well. Our Instagram is, the handle is at Mooncycle Bakery. So you can head there. There's a lot of, again, you know, I really want to be as transparent and real as I possibly can on that platform. I just love Instagram. I mean, I'll be honest. I know the algorithm drives me nuts sometimes, and, you know, like, feeling like I have to keep up with it can feel a little overwhelming, but at the end of the day, I just really appreciate a platform where I can talk, I can, you know, speak to people, connect with others, be real. So a lot of our Instagram right now is on motherhood. It's hard for me to talk about, you know, my cycle when I still don't have one because I'm breastfeeding. So you'll see, you know, a lot of shifts there as well, and a lot of deeper conversation, which I'm really loving, and it seems like our community is as well. You can also sign up for our newsletter. That's where we send out a lot of information on new launches, sales, events, that kind of stuff. And then our book will be released, if all goes to plan, it'll be released in September 2021, which sounds like it's so far away. But we actually have all our dates set with our publishers, and our book goes into print May 2021. And it kind of stopped, and I was like, that's only a year away. I mean, it's crazy. Like, this year has flown. I don't know if it's because of everything that's going on, but yeah, so it's crazy to think that it'll be in our hands before we know it. But that'll also just be dependent upon the pandemic and how and when things lift, and if we're safe to be able to gather me. I think there's like six of us that need to get together for this photo shoot for the book, if we're able to do that, and we have a couple people flying over. So little TBD on that, but nonetheless, it will be out whenever, and whenever it is, it'll be great.
So exciting. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Devin. It was so much fun to chat with you and learn more about Little Kit and all your fun updates.
Yes, thank you so much, Erica. It was so great to talk with you.